Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, going to you live. Glory to God. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a few announcements. Amen, glory to God. I want to make sure that you tune in, amen, every Sunday, amen, let's back it up a little bit, every Saturday, with none other than Faith Comes By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you to miss it. Amen. It's ministry with you in mind. Elder did an awesome job on yesterday. If you missed the show, you missed a treat. But you can also go back and listen to it on demand because it will bless your mighty soul. So you can go back and hear the word that Elder preached on yesterday. It was just awesome. It was off the chain. So I know you want to hear a good message. Amen. Something that fuel you up and keep you going. Glory to God. Go over and hear what Elder was preaching on yesterday. Amen. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power that comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the next Hour of Power, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, amen, don't forget the Power Impact Team, one word from the Lord, that comes on Tuesdays at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. None other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you need someone to help you to get to that next level that God is trying to take you to, but you think you're just kind of stuck in a rut, I want you to hit them up on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox me. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Or either you can inbox any of the Wild Team. We will get you to where you need to go. Glory to God. So you can be on your way doing what thus says the Lord. Amen. You know, so many times people say, well, I don't have anybody to help me. But I'm opening the door right now. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse. They can mentor you. They can counsel you. They can give whatever the need may be. Glory to God. So go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what your need is. And they will contact you back. They will get right back with you without a shadow of a doubt. And I encourage you to come on and get in. Don't wait till the doors are closed. You know, God is moving, and he's moving all across the nation. Amen. Glory to God. He's moving not only here, amen, in the south, the north, the east, the west. He's moving all across the nation. So come on in and get in. You know, so many times I think now we're getting so carried away in the world system and what the way the world wants to do things and the world way of thinking. That's what I'm seeing, the world way of thinking. You know, I was thinking earlier, you know, I seen something, amen, on TV, and this man, this lady was driving, and this man cut in front of her, and you know, and she had on a bracelet, what would Jesus do, right? Glory to God. And I thought about that. You know, we always thinking of what we're going to do, but what would Jesus do, and what would Jesus say? Amen. We got so caught up in the world system that we forget about what the word says. We're in the world, but we're not to be of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, and so many times, you know, people say, well, you know what, I know the Lord, and I know him like this, and I know him like that. Now, you know him. You know his name, yes, because there's something about the name Jesus, and you've heard a song probably all your life. Amen. They've sung it up and down, yes. It is something about the name Jesus. Yes, it is. But you got to really and truly know who he is from the heart. Amen. You got to know who he is and truly he is from the word of God. That's when you know that you're walking in the right path. Amen. Glory to God. That was just a little side note. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, we're only asking for $25 or more. That's not much. Glory to God. You know, we spend $25 and it don't take long. Hallelujah. When we go to some of our favorite fast food restaurants and, you know, you order up something, amen, it's going to be almost that much. Amen. For two people, well, one person, you might get away about 10, but come on, if you put that 10, then you, the next time you get paid, put another 10. Amen. And then later on down the road, if you want to throw five in during that month, you already got your $25 to send in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we can work things the way we want to work them. If it's something that we really, really want to do, we will save for it. If it's something that we really, really want, where we really, really want to go, you know, and it's coming up an event, you know, you'll save money for that particular event. If it's something, glory to God, that you want to buy, glory to God, you're going to save money for that. Oh, you know, some may put it on credit cards, and some don't believe it. They'll save money for that. You know, we are people that can do whatever it is, you know, that we want to do. And things that we don't want to do, then guess what? We don't do them. Glory to God. But I encourage you to come on in and get in, glory to God, and be a blessing to any of the ministries that's, you know, that's blessed your soul. Glory to God. And I believe a word has came forth in all the ministries that have blessed your very soul. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord at all times. Hey. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to go ahead on. Amen. If you desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead on and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. If not, then I'm going to move on down the road. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on with the message. I'm going to be coming from chapter 8 of John. John chapter 8. I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for another glorious day that you have spared our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we reach out to those, Lord God, the hurricane victims, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, give them strength, Lord God. Father God, send their help by the truckloads, everything that they need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you to move the heart of man, Lord God, so they can take care of every need, Lord God, those in need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for their strength. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, even through the midst of the storm, Lord, that you give them peace, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord God. Father God, we know, Lord God, if you're in the Bible, you can dry up a brook, Lord God. You can dry up water, Lord God, where it stands in places, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we speak to that water, Lord God, right now, Lord, we say dry it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know you're in control, oh Lord God. We know that nothing catches you by surprise in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving them the strength that they need, Lord God, for giving them, Lord God, everything that they need, Lord God, the water, the food, Lord, the shelter, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, every rescue, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, be successful. Lord God, we just thank you, God, because we know, Lord God, you are the keeper, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that everything that they need, Lord God, you will provide, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It said God provides everything. Lord, you said in your word that many of the affliction of the righteous, but you shall bring them out of them all. You didn't say some things, you said all things. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for them right now, even after the storms, Lord God. We know, Lord Lord God, that sometimes people wander off, Lord God, and they forget, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, they forget that they still need help. But we pray, Lord God, that they see this thing through to the end, Lord, in the name of Jesus, till every person is well housed, every person is well fed, every person is well taken care of, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let all the resources, Lord, that they need come in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let none be held up. Let them release them from every warehouse all across the nation right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord God, we thank you, God. Lord God, and we thank you, God, for those, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice, Lord. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would heal their mind, Lord God. Heal them, Lord God, wherever they hurt. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God is good. We're going to be coming from chapter 8, amen, of John. The title of my message on today is Sin No More. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when things happen in our very life, people will always remember what you did. You can go ahead and place them $25, amen, on that, or you can place more, because they're going to always remember what you did. They ain't going to remember what you, amen, where you are now. Hey, glory to God, and how God brought you out, and he made you new, hallelujah, and he gave you a new personality, a new spirit. He put a new spirit in you. He put the Holy Spirit in you to lead and guide you. They ain't going to remember that, glory to God, but they will remember what you did and when you did it and who you were with when you did it, glory to God. Now, that's what they remember, because they have that world mentality, and then they stuck, amen, right there in that same old place. They can't see the new you for looking at the old you. Glory to God. Because he said a prophet is not honored in his own hometown. It says it in the word. Glory to God. You know, a lot of people, amen, change during the time when they accept Jesus as Lord in their life. So he's starting to do a new thing in you. Glory to God. But, you know, people don't see that. They'll say, well, don't believe that. Glory to God. You know, think about when she was sinning over there, you know, she had JJ and she had lollipop and she had orange and she had apple and all that. They'll bring up all that. Glory to God. But they don't see where he's taking you to. But it's okay. We got to learn how to serve God and not people. Hallelujah. We ought to be a servant and we can help them. Glory to God. When we serve the Most High God, we can't let people put us in, amen, a jar and bottle us up where you know what you used to do. No, don't let them do that. Glory to God, my God. The title is Sin No More. Let's go ahead on with the message. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Only here, hallelujah. You know, you see right here, they came in early in the morning. They sat down and he taught them. Only here in the world system, people think they ain't got to be taught. You know, every time you say, well, you know what, every time when you talk to someone, let's just put it like this. When you talk to someone, you know, well, I know, and I know. I'm not, and I know, and I know. Well, if you know so much, why you keep doing the same old, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, there are some deliverance has to take place. Once you accept Jesus as Lord, there are some deliverance has to take place. And, you know, in order for all these things to take place, you need to be taught, because you don't know. You hear the word. Yeah, you read it. I read my Bible, yes, and I'm not doubting that you don't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not doubting it. But there are some deliverance and some things has to take place. You have to be taught. Amen. Because I had to be taught. So that don't make you no difference from me having to be taught. Amen. Of how to let things go. Hallelujah. How to stop sinning for real, and come on in. Amen. Glory to God. You have to be taught. You see right here, Jesus sat down and he taught them. Can you imagine how he, and to sit down and to hear him say, talk about, you know, the Ten Commandments and how you know, Jesus will, you know, how he can save you, and he's your Savior, and how he died on the cross, and just to sit down at his feet, and he was telling you, you know, okay, the Holy Spirit is there, amen, glory to God, and hallelujah, to be your comforter, and all this good stuff, and, you know, I come, because my Father sent me, and all that. Can you imagine sitting down and being taught? But so many times now you hear, well, I know. And I heard, yes, I know. That I know right there will get you in a lot of trouble. You need to open your heart to receive the word. Earlier today, I was just sitting in there. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm reading this and that. He said, you need to open your heart. Hallelujah. He said, faith come by hearing and hearing. Yes, you hear it, but you've got to open your heart to receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I said guard your heart, because the issues of life flows from that. Hallelujah. You know, what's in you, it's going to soon come out you. If it's Jesus, you know, I was discussing that with somebody, and I said, I'll tell you what, what's in you is going to come out you. Because if you stump your toe, it's going to tell. Amen. Or you're going to curse, or you're saying, oh, my God, or what you're going to say, glory to God. And whenever people do you wrong, you say, Lord, help me, Jesus. Or you're going to say something else, I'm going to get them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever's in you, it's going to come out you. Glory. Glory to God. And it's not Prego either. Let's move on. Glory to God. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? They was asking him, what is you going to do? See, they was trying to trap Jesus because they know he had done sat in the kid in the synagogue, you know, and he had done sit there and he had done talk to people all about, you know, about Jesus and, you know, how they can have everlasting life and, you know, he was the light of the world, you know, and all that good stuff. So, see, they was trying to trap him. So be careful, Christians. Let me help y'all out. If you say you're a Christian, watch yourself. Because let me tell you something. People are going to come and try to trap you. Hallelujah. And if they can't do it, they're going to send somebody else to do it for them. Glory to God. I've seen it done because it's happened. Hallelujah. They'll send somebody else. Oh, you believe that? We'll see what kind of Christian they is. We'll see what kind of Christian she is. They'll send them in just like you like them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They'll send the women just like you like them. Hallelujah. Yes, they will. Glory to God. And it be those within a place, hallelujah, that will send them just like you like them. Glory to God. So they're going to they'll test you. So see, they were trying to test him and see, amen, okay, if he's saying all this, then let's see if what he's going to do about this. And he's saying that this woman is an adulteress. Let's see what he's going to say. Is he going to say to go ahead and stone her or what? Let's see what he's going to say. Okay, let's find out. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, and though he heard them not. Oh, glory to God. You know what he did? He was just giving them time, okay? Y'all think about it. Y'all bringing her here to me. Hallelujah. Telling me that she was caught in adultery. Now, you know, she didn't just walk in and say, okay, y'all, let's go over here and see what Jesus is going to do, what he's going to say about me, what I did. You know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, they took her in there kicking and screaming. You know, can you imagine? But guess what? They didn't bring brother man over there with him. Glory to God. They just took her in there and put her down, amen, glory to God, in the midst. Hallelujah. Well, where was he at? Hallelujah. He didn't make him do what he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, they should have brought him with them. Glory to God. But you know what? It's always the woman that gets caught up. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? She's no good. Amen. Let's keep it live and we're going to keep it real. She is no good. Hallelujah. She don't live her life right. Look what she's doing and all that and all. Well, what that man at over there? Glory to God. Hallelujah. She didn't make him, hallelujah, sleep with her. She didn't. Hallelujah. He did it on his own. Hallelujah. But they didn't bring him. Hallelujah. So women, let me help you out. The Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of, right? Correct. Don't do it. Stop going, amen. Sleeping with these men that ain't your husbands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Yes, you may have did it in your past, But once you know better, they always say the word, say you do better. If you know that same old thing, hallelujah, is a sin against the Most High God, then don't do it. Hallelujah. Is it worth you getting caught up? Oh, my God. Is it worth it? Because people are going to speak evil of you. Hallelujah. And don't be getting caught up like that. Because understand, they ain't going to say that about that man. He doing what he need to do. That's what them brothers say. Okay, he all right. He doing what he need to do. Okay, but they're going to talk about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move it on. Let's keep it moving. Hallelujah. I can hear y'all on the line. Hallelujah. It's all right. Glory to God. So when they continue asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Okay, you know, when he was silent, he let them thought about, okay, what y'all done did, okay? Okay, let's say light switch. What you were doing? Okay. Okay. Tire, what were you doing? What have you done? What was your sin? Everybody may not have committed the same sin, but you have sinned, okay? Glory to God. Okay. Lampshade, what's your sin? He was giving them time. Think about it. Because he said we all have sinned and fall short. Yes, but that don't mean you keep wallowing in that same old sin. Glory to God. Okay, he gave them time. Okay, shoestring over here. What's your sin? Hallelujah. When he didn't say nothing, he's okay. Okay, and that was coming back to their remembrance at that time. Because you can't you imagine them standing around there waiting. Okay, we waiting. He ain't saying nothing. He's still writing down on the ground. Okay, hallelujah. What is he writing? Can you imagine them? They probably started shaking in their shoes because they were scared that he was going to write, you know, peek their card and write their name down in the sand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Hold up. Did you see that? It said the eldest went. The eldest is the ones, amen, glory to God. They went at the beginning. Can you imagine the eldest? They turned around and said, oh, hold up. He writing down there in the sand. He ain't finna write my first letter of my name. Glory to God. Let me get up out of here. Out of here. Glory to God. So they turned around and they left. Glory to God. The eldest. They said the eldest left at the beginning. You know, in other words, he didn't even have time to get it out. The eldest left. No, because I know, you know, she was a young woman, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about it. Old men, y'all. Amen. Glory to God. Old women, y'all. Sit down somewhere. Hallelujah. Stay in your lane. Glory to God. Ask God who's your husband. Ask God who's your wife. But I encourage you just sit down, park it, glory to God, and let God be God in your life, hallelujah. You know, sometimes people wait until they get old and they get feeble, you know, and you know, life do happens, you know. And like my mentor always say, you know, she says, you know, it happens to us all. Time and chance happen to us all. Thank you. Glory to God. So, you know, things come when you just need, and time comes when you just need to just sit down. Glory to God, and relax in the Lord, and God will send you who he has for you. If you desire a husband, pray and continue to ask God. Although it ain't happened yet, that don't mean it ain't going to happen. But just sit down somewhere. Hallelujah. Sit down and wait. Hallelujah. You turn out your clock ticking. Glory to God. They sell them, you know, at any of the places you can go get another clock. Hallelujah. Time don't run out. It just keeps on going. Glory to God. So just sit down and relax and wait on God. Glory to God. Let's go on. Hallelujah. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. See, he didn't condemn her. It's people that will condemn you because they're going to remember everything, like I said in the beginning. They remember everything that you said, everything that you've done. Hallelujah. You know, as Christians, you know, people will definitely put you in the spotlight. They really will. They want to see if you really got real Jesus. You know, you can't slip and say one name because guess what? They're going to take it to the heart and they're going to take it to another level, a whole nother level. Glory to God. Well, you know what? She said, you know, this. Well, she's not no Christian. You know, and she did this. Well, she's not no Christian. Glory to God. But don't let people put you in a boat, baby. Glory to God. You stand strong and stand strong in the word of God because guess what? They don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. So just be careful. Hallelujah. How you carry yourself. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus is the light. When you're walking in the word and you're walking in Jesus, you're walking in all you need. Hallelujah. Yeah, I heard it. Somebody, I have needs. Yes, yeah, maybe you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, yeah, you do. Your needs are friend in Jesus. Yes, glory to God. And your needs to be saved. Yes, glory to God. And all that. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But you do it in the right way. You know, when you do things in the right way, then God will prosper it. But if you go and do things crooked, you ain't going to get nothing from it. Glory to God. You know, he said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Understand that whatever that is, so that means if you sow it to corruption, then that's what you're going to reap, to corruption. Glory to God. So that's what that means. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So if you're always sowing discord among families and everything, then that's what you're going to get in your own family. Let me help you out. Hallelujah. If you always sow an amen, glory to God, seeds that aren't good, then that's what you're going to get back. Hallelujah. And if you're always sowing gossip, then guess what you're going to get back? Gossip. Hallelujah. Whatever that thing is in your life, glory to God, ask God to help you with it. Ask God to help you to get delivered. You know, so many times, amen, glory to God, and I always say so many times because I talk to a lot of people and I listen to a lot of things, glory to God. And sometimes I'll play it back over. I'm listening and I'm talking to the Lord. And the Lord help me with this. And, you know, he'll talk to you and glory to God. Amen. When you're in your prayer time, I say, okay, help me to understand this, you know, and this and that. And he will give you, amen, what you ask for when you're asking him. He will give you understanding. That's why I always say that, Lord, help me with that, because I don't understand this. Why do they, you know, and he'll say, well, you know, people can't help what they were raised by. They can't help, first of all, what their mother and father, you know, knew. If they didn't know as much, then that's what happened, you know, because it flows from the head down. You know, whatever's on, let's just say somebody who you're under, whatever's on them, then that's going to flow from the head down. Hallelujah. The anointing flows from the head down. So if your mother and father taught you what they know, then that's what happens. It flowed down. But understand, that don't mean that you had to ever stop learning. You can continue to keep on learning because there's just so much out there now. You don't have to ever stop learning. If you don't learn but one thing a day, you know, sometimes people will try to put you in a box like you don't know nothing. Don't let them do it. Glory to God. You don't have to be ugly with them. Hallelujah. You don't have to do that. You know, I always learn to say, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. And go on. You ain't got to tell them you don't know it. Go and research it. Hallelujah. But, you know, what's going on now in the world, amen, you know, people just think they know everything. Nobody else is right. Glory to God. Well, that's the right way to do it, and then that's God's way. Hallelujah. And you see right here with this woman, they were trying to convict. Glory to God. They was trying to get her condemned. They really wanted them to stone her, but they were going to try to get him caught up by saying, go ahead and stone her. Glory to God. But that wasn't so. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Amen. To 13. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thou record is not true. So they trying to say that he wasn't true. He was telling them, you know, he is the light. You know, the Pharisees were kind of religious people. Hallelujah. You got some religious people. Amen. Glory to God. You got some religious devils. You got some religious everything out there. That's why it's so important to stay close to the word. That's why it's so important to stay close in the Bible. That's why it's so important to stay up under people, amen, so they can help you and train you in the right way and send you out. It's not that they don't want you to go out and prosper, but they want to send you out in the right way, hallelujah, because you can represent God in a more excellent way. Hallelujah, because the ways that the things that we know sometimes and the way that we grow, that's not the right way. Hallelujah. It's not that they're trying to take everything that you learn away, but you can add something to it to make it in a more excellent way. Hallelujah. So that's what you got to do. My God. Let's move on. And Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whether I go, but ye cannot tell whence I came and whether I go. Jesus said, yeah, although he bear record of himself, he know that God sent him. You know, he's God's son. He know that. Hallelujah. But they didn't know that because they were religious. All they was thinking about was the world system. Now, see, they was thinking about the law, amen, of Moses. You know, they was thinking about the law back in that day, glory to God. You know, but Jesus come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. See, they just wanted to go ahead and stone them. You know, that's how people are. They want to go ahead and just knock them on out. Just go ahead, kill them, Jesus, kill them. You know, just go ahead and some do it. You know what, God, get them. And you be the one that done did wrong to other people, but you said, they ain't real. Huh, I tell you, they are not real, glory to God, because they told me this and they told me that. No, if you kept running up on them, you kept strolling up on them, acting crazy, glory to God, then guess what they're going to do? I mean, they're going to say something. They may not be ugly with you, but they'll just let you know, look, you don't need to treat me like that. That's not the way we treat each other. You know, you respect me and I respect you. Well, people come at people like that, then they think that's harsh. No, that's not harsh. Let me help you out. That's not harsh. Glory to God, it's not. It's not. You know, the Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you have to be careful. Ask God to lead and guide your tongue. You know, so many times you just forget about Jesus and forget about the word of God and go on to something else. Hallelujah. But he was telling them here, okay, listen up. I am. I know who I am. I know where I come from. I know who I am to be. I know that. You don't know who you are. You don't even know who I am, you know, because he said, you know, you forgive and you forget and you move on. Don't keep bringing up that same old stuff. Glory to God. By all means, let it go. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Ye judge after the flesh, but I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. He's telling them, I'm not alone. See, they were judging after the flesh. They wanted to see the woman just go ahead and throw the rock and town down, just go ahead and stone her. But they didn't say, okay, let's go get the man. We'll sit him here too. And if we're going to stone somebody, we'll stone both of them. But no, they had who? They brought the woman and set her down in the midst. Hallelujah. And you can imagine, like I said, she was kicking and screaming. Come on, now, you know, she ain't going to just say, well, come on, let's go let him judge. No, mm-mm. She ain't going to just, come on, let's go let him judge me. But they never did bring him. You never see him where he came. It was probably one of them in the midst standing around looking, hoping to, sister, don't you call my name. Don't know my name. Know my name. Don't say my name. Glory to God. Why do you think them elders took off so quick? Hey, glory to God. My God, let's move on. It is also written in the law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness for me. You know, we said, okay, he said, let it be established by two witnesses, right? Glory to God. And that's what they say, you know, we always say here, you know, ain't no two people going to say the same thing. Glory to God. Amen. But he didn't need none. Amen. He can bear witness from himself because he know the Father has sent him. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful. Be careful in there. Glory to God. Don't accuse no man falsely. That right there stuck with me, amen, over the years, a long time. And then finally, amen, one day, amen, a long time ago, I said, Lord, I get it. You said, if you don't know a thing, glory to God, if you don't know, Don't listen at what nobody else say. See, they were saying she was caught in adultery, but they was talking, amen, all of them, amen, shoestring, amen, candlelight, glory to God, clock, hallelujah, JoJo, glory to God. I'll keep naming, all of them may have been with her, glory to God. But now they're going to get mad because she was over here, amen, with Teddy Bear. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. But don't accuse no man falsely. Glory to God. If you don't know a thing, then don't you say it. If you don't know it to be true, people in the street will talk. The street committee will talk. But there are those that don't, that know, yes, true, and they do. Glory to God. But just be aware, whatever you receive, hallelujah, glory to God, in your ears, just say, okay, all right, well, whatever. You know, and just let it ride, let it roll. Because guess what? You will hear it again. Hallelujah. If it's true, glory to God. But sometimes people get stuff and they take it and they run with it and it don't even be the truth. You just be going around spreading gossip. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Then said they unto him, where is thy father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also. He was telling him, y'all don't know nothing about me. Glory to God. You don't. Because if you knew me, you would know what my father is. You'll know he in heaven. Y'all don't know nothing about me. Glory to God. Can you imagine they were religious? So they asked him, where is he? Glory to God. They didn't know nothing about it. Hallelujah. How much do you know, hallelujah, about Jesus? Hallelujah. You know, and I always say, she said, Jesus is her. She said, her God and Jesus. Well, how much do you know about it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to sit up under someone who can train you, who can get to you what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you won't be sinning against it. Hallelujah. Because you don't know him like that. Glory to God. You don't know him. You say you know him. All you know is, yes, I read my Bible. Yes. Reading Bibles is good. Glory to God. But understanding it as you're reading it is even better. The word of God is there for you to understand. It's there to make you a disciple. Thank you, Lord. It's there to disciple you. That's discipleship. Glory to God. That's where you learn that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You learn what the word of God says do. You learn what the word of God says not to do. You learn when the word of God says you need to repent. Turn around and do it quickly. You need to repent for things you said and repent daily. Glory to God. And you need to learn the word of God when it says give and it shall be given. Now, he didn't say amen, take, always be a taker. He said give and it shall be given. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the word of God says you pay your tithes and offering and I rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. Oh, good God Almighty. That's what you do. Glory to God. But get up under someone that can help you out with that. Glory to God. Let's move on. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. See, he was teaching them, but he was saying, did no matter lay hands on him. Hallelujah. They didn't touch him because he was teaching them. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we have to be taught? We have to be taught the word of God. Glory to God. So we won't sin. Hallelujah. See, can you imagine, amen, hallelujah, this woman, you know, she's sitting there and she's just crying, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to say maybe she knew and maybe she didn't know. Hallelujah, glory to God. Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she was one of them just doing whatever she thought, amen, she could do, amen, going from here to there, pillar to post. They call it, hallelujah. Thank God. Bed to bed, hallelujah. Man to man. Let's just come on out with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it wasn't for them to condemn her. It was for them to help her. Glory to God. But see, if they didn't know him themselves, then that's why. They couldn't, well, nothing they could do for her. So if you see someone who's out there, you know, if you're some kin to them, glory to God or whatever, if it's just somebody you associate with, if you ain't got the word in you, then you can't help them. But you got to have the real word. Sometimes, amen, you can get so high and mighty, well, you ain't no earthly good. You know, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, when you see people doing things that's not godly, and then they come to you, well, you know what? I want to change my life. I don't want to continue down this road, you know. And then that's your time to embrace them, to hold on to them, and to help them. Glory to God. So you know what? Here's what you can do. You can ask the Lord, ask Jesus to forgive you of all your sins. You can repent, repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Oh, good God Almighty. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. And then what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed against you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You can embrace them instead of talking about them and lowering them. Glory to God. And go on telling everybody else what they did, and they came and confided in you. Hallelujah. That's why they don't confide in people, and people are running away from ministries and different things. Glory to God. Because what you tell, you tell when they tell you, you tell somebody else. How can he made you a disciple? You know, so there are some things that you're going to have to hold. You can't tell everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because you're trying to help. You're trying to bring them into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That's why he said, go, woman, and sin no more. Once you know better, you do better. Once you have committed that, you know, Jesus is Lord in your life, then you can help them. Help them along the way. Show them the path that is right, the path to take. Get in a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. So you'll know what God is expecting of you and how you should live your life. Because all of it ain't going to happen right then. But they're going to hit some bumps and some bruises along the way. But, you know, that's where you're there to pick up the pieces and help them. Glory to God. You know, you can't pick up the pieces and help nobody else because, amen, you still going through that same old stuff you were going through, amen, 10 years ago. You're still going through it, still seeing it. My God, get delivered from that mess today. Hallelujah. Don't keep doing it. You're thinking that you know, Jesus ain't the return. Hallelujah. We're stepping off just a little bit, I know. Glory to God. But you got to roll. With what do you say? Roll, then you roll. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You roll over. Hallelujah. You got to understand. All this right here is death. Hallelujah. It brings you spiritual death. Glory to God. I don't care if you go and set up on the pew every Sunday and you're still doing the same old, glory to God. That ain't gonna work. He ain't gonna say when you come, well, you know what, at least you did go to church. No, if it says in the Bible your good deeds ain't gonna get you in, glory to God, then guess what? Can you see it? That ain't gonna get you nowhere either. We on live radio, yes, glory to God. This is pressing on me today. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, glory to God, get it right now. Let's go on. Let's move on, hallelujah. Let's read this number 21, amen, glory to God again. Then Jesus said again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot come. See, he was telling them, you know, you're going to die in your sins. He was telling them right there because you don't even know who I am. You pretend to know who I am. You go to church, huh? Hallelujah. You dress up on the outside, but you toe up from the flow up on the inside. Hallelujah. And where I go, you ain't going to be able to go. Glory to God, because you're still seeing it. Hallelujah. You're thinking what you're doing is right. Huh? Then you got the nerve to want to pray for somebody. Oh, let me pray for you, sister. Let me help you out with this. Let me pray for you, brother. Let me help you out with this. Glory to God. Yes, he heard your prayer, but it didn't go no higher than the ceiling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he said the effectual, fervent prayer. Hallelujah. You want to be effective when you pray. Glory to God. So you got to have clean hands. Hallelujah. To be able to pray and help somebody. Because there are somebody that's going to need your prayers. But he ain't going to keep waiting on you. What he going to do is he going to send somebody else that will tear down, hallelujah, the strongholds against these people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't going to keep waiting because there are souls out there with your name on it. There are souls with my name on it. Glory to God. But we got to have it right. We got to do it right. Do it God's way. Glory to God. Not our way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's where we are now. Hallelujah. We're in a place where he's drawing us closer. Hallelujah. Than never before. Hallelujah. All this tipping and tapping and dibbing and dabbing. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to come back. for a church without spot or wrinkles. That means your, amen, your body, glory to God, hallelujah, should be without spot or wrinkle. You know the right thing to do. You tasted and saw how good the Lord was, hallelujah, my God. So you should be living in that right now. You should be walking in that right now, hallelujah, glory to God. Like I said, we don't have a heaven and hell to put you in. No, we don't, glory to God. But we're trying to lead you back in the right direction. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 22. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he says, whether I go, ye cannot come. So what did that tell you? They don't even know him. Glory to God. But he was telling them, hallelujah, you can't go where I'm going because you don't know me. Hallelujah. You just know that his name is Jesus. That's what you know. And you've heard him preaching. Yes, you did. Glory to God. And you'll go and you'll sit and you'll shout, you'll raise your hand and you'll worship, hallelujah, like ain't nothing going on and ain't nothing wrong. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. And you'll worship like ain't nothing going on, ain't nothing wrong. Lifting your hands, hallelujah. Put them down until you can get it right. Glory to God. Because we're living in that place now. We got to be right. Hallelujah. Yeah, Ariel's song, I hear it. I'm just going to say it. I ain't singing, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It just said we got to be right. Glory to God. And you want it to be right because you want him on your side. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you don't want to get caught up. Hallelujah. And seeing, he told us, go and seeing no more. That means don't do that no more. Hallelujah. That don't mean you do it one day, then you stop. You go back to doing it the next week. He said, go and sin no more. That means no more. You shouldn't see that no more. You should do that no more. Glory to God. You shouldn't be sleeping with them men no more. That means no more. Glory to God. You know, whenever y'all was, you know, whenever you was at home, amen, glory to God and something, you know, so the mom will say, there's no more meat. Okay? To eat what's on your plate, there's no more meat. Glory to God. That's what it means. That means absolutely no more. That don't mean dib dab no. That means no more. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, you are from beneath and I am from above. Ye are of this world and I am not of this world. He was telling them, I'm from above. So I know, amen, glory to God, that I am the light and I'm walking in the light. You know, just because we live in the world, we don't operate on the world system. But you know, so many times people have because they have fallen weak and fallen weary in their well-doing. But he said, don't get weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap. Hallelujah. I know, you know, we said, well, it ain't Cain yet. Yet. But guess what? He said, due season. Hallelujah. You know, seasons bring about a change. Just think about it. We're going through some changes right now in the season. If you can see, you know, I was riding, amen, up a highway on yesterday, and I had my family with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we were riding, and I said, you know what? I said, everything looks so different. It just looks so different. So you know what? There's things are changing around you. Not only, amen, up and down the highways, glory to God, but we should be changing on the inside, glory to God. A lot of things that you used to do, like this woman when he told her to go and sin no more, hallelujah, sin no more, hallelujah. That's things that should be cut out on the inside. Once you, amen, accepted him as Lord and Savior, then guess what? You should ask him to deliver you from all those things that were keeping you, amen, from going to your next step in him. Hallelujah. You should ask him to help you, Lord God, to show me your way, Lord God. Let me be the light that you that shines in the world system, Lord God, so they can see what a good God we serve. Let me give you a little testimony, good God Almighty. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Once when I began, amen, to know the real Lord, amen, I cut out everything. Hallelujah. I mean, I didn't listen to music, none of that music and none of that. I cut out everything. Hallelujah, because it was then that he pulled on me, and I wanted to get it all right. I wanted to come on in and begin to serve him in a right manner, because I wanted my prayers to be effective. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I pray for someone, I wanted them to be healed. Hallelujah. I didn't want to just be praying and sounding like a tinkling cymbal, and the word of God was coming out my mouth, but I was cursing him, glory to God, by doing everything that fulfill. I was big enough to do. So he gave a hold of me, my God, and he began to work with me, glory to God, and I began to suck with him, hallelujah. I stopped, amen, saying, Lord, send me a husband. I said, stop, Lord God, sending me a man, and all those different things, and I just began to pull closer and closer to him, glory to God, and the word began to impart in my heart. Only then, hallelujah, when it began, hallelujah, to bring me to life, to know who he really was, and to want more and to desire more of him, glory to God, because sometimes you got to cut all the riffraff loose. My God, you know, I hear a lot of women say, well, you know what, they're just my friend. Yes, they can be, men can be your friend, glory to God, but you can't ride everybody, hallelujah, glory to God, and you can't hang around with all of them, because they'll make you lose, amen, glory to God, what God is trying to build in you. If they going one way and you say you saved, then yes, guess what? Light and darkness, tell me you shouldn't be even riding with them. Glory to God, my God. Because they'll pull out of you what's in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then before you know it, he done trapped you. Satan done trapped you. And then you're falling in that sin. Glory to God. Yes, you are. Because Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he come to do. So you got to remember every place and everything you can't hang around with, and every place and everything you can't go. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord. You know, I heard our elder say, she was saying how God would tell you what to wear and how to dress and dress like this and dress like that, you know, and I've heard her say that, you know, and for a long time I'm like, okay, you know, let me hear, Lord, okay, you're telling me but how I need to dress now and what I need to wear. So, you know, and you know what? I did. I tried it. Glory to God. And now if something's not right, then guess what? He said, fix it. You know, he said, you don't need to do that. Don't wear that. Glory to God. It's okay. Hallelujah. Because when you go out, you want to represent Jesus. You know, glory to God. And women, amen, cover yourself up. Hallelujah. That don't make you get a better man because you go uncovered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cover yourself up. Put on some clothes. Good God Almighty. Some clothes that represent Jesus. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you something. Hallelujah. If he is a good godly man, he's going to want you. Amen. Glory to God. And if he's yours, then God's going to lead him in your direction. Glory to God. If he ain't, then glory to God. Then he's going to keep on stepping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cover yourself up. Put on some clothes. Clothes, not pajamas, clothes. Glory to God. Wear some clothes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to wear the pants tight. Glory to God. I know we on live. Yes, we are live. Live show. Amen. And I approve this message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to. Glory to God. You don't have to wear something so tight. Glory to God. You don't have to. Amen. You represent Jesus. You say you know who he is. When you go to church, represent him too. Hallelujah. You can't go in God's sanctuary with anything on. Glory to God. You know, a lot of times people say, well, he said, come as you are. He's talking about when you come as you are. You know, yes, yeah, some may come and they don't know, you know, how to dress and they just come. Yes, but that's why the elders are there and the other people. Y'all get a good spirit about yourself. Amen. And say, well, you know what, baby? Then let me help you. You know, if you don't have a nice dress to wear Sunday, then, you know, let me go over here and let me buy you a couple of nice dresses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't really cost that much. Amen. They got stores that sell them and they sell them cheap. But you can get some nice dresses to help them, help some sisters out, help some brothers out too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Men, pull your pants up. Up. Glory to God. I ain't say up around your navel, but pull them up. Glory to God. And women, understand. Hallelujah. Just ask the Lord. Who is your husband? Don't just settle for anything. So many times now you're just settling. I'm getting old, you know, my clock ticking and all that different stuff. And then before you know it, you done fell into sin because guess what? You're dating them, and then you're going to fall into sin with them because they're going to be all the way many years and still ain't married. So what they do, you're going to fall into sin. Glory to God, because he ain't no godly man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Sin no more. You don't have to keep sinning. You don't have to. Hallelujah. I know I've already gave the invitation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, God is good all the time, and all the time he is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You know, just on yesterday, amen, I was driving, and then we were sitting, amen, at a store, and I'm just going to give y'all a testimony of how good God is, and we were sitting at a store, and I saw that this car, this white car, and I saw this young lady, you know, she had her head down, and she went in the store, and she came back out, and, you know, I'm like, okay, she's not paying attention, you know, she's really not. Amen. I know it wasn't nothing but the Holy Ghost, glory to God, that had me to keep my eye on her, glory to God, because she wasn't paying attention, and you could tell it, because she just walked across the street, didn't look for a car, nothing, coming or nothing, just walked across the street, went in the store, and I was still sitting in the car, amen, and then when she came out, she got in the car, glory to God, and so when she got in the car, and we pulled out, amen, glory to God. Somebody was waiting side the road, waiting on a taxi, me, to come pick them up. Amen, that's just a little side joke right there. They know who it is. Glory to God. And so I drove down, picked them up, glory to God, and then I continued to drive on out to go out of the parking lot of the store. And as I get ready to go out the parking lot of the store, I noticed the same car that came out. I mean, they were going by me really, really, really fast. I said, I see her. Because I've been watching her, and I know she wasn't paying attention. So I said, okay, so I stopped, and I let her went on up the hill. Now, here's the thing. There was 18-wheeler parked in front of us. So what happened was when she went up there, amen, she went first, and then I was behind her. Glory to God. So what happened, she wasn't paying attention, and she got on her phone, glory to God, whatever, and guess what she did? She ran into the back of that 18-wheeler. Now, just think, hallelujah, if I had not looked and paid attention, amen, amen, well, what was going on? Now, that could have been me, amen, glory to God. She could have been behind me, amen, glory to God, and hit me. Glory to God. But instead, she was in front of us, and she ran into the back of that 18-wheeler, glory to God, not paying attention on the phones and stuff. Listen, pay attention. Amen. Put the phone down, glory to God. If you ain't got Bluetooth, put it down. I'm just giving you this because, amen, glory to God, it was just awesome the way he showed me and how he kept me on yesterday. And that's why I said he's worthy to be praised, hallelujah, because he stopped an accident, amen, an accident from happening. But the girl is okay. The guy is definitely okay. Glory to God, hallelujah. But it messed up the car pretty bad because she did. If she had been going a little bit faster, she would have went up on it. But guess what? He still kept her, glory to God. And because we were behind her, glory to God, he kept all of us safe. Nobody, amen, no casualties. And that's why I say he's worthy to be praised. So you got to learn how to praise him each and every day for all he's doing. When you say angels camp around me, oh, good God Almighty, they'll be right there with you. Hallelujah, glory to God. He'll hold you back for reasons. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Let's move on, hallelujah. I want to encourage you to make sure that you tune in for Minister Elaine coming up next, the next hour of power, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries coming up. So I want you to make sure you go ahead and tune in on her show and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, amen, to her. And for that hour, it'll be on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I encourage you again to partner, hit us up on Facebook and let us know, amen, what the need may be so we can get to you, hallelujah. If you missed last Tuesday, you missed a treat. You need to go back and listen to it, hallelujah. It's ministry with you in mind, glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and get out. You got a 30-minute break here, and I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction, and then the next voice you will hear would be The next hour power voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome week, and we'll see you back on next Sunday.